Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hola amigos, welcome to La Vida Doggies. This is your host, Ada Nieves. I live in New York City with my husband Edgar and four chihuahuas that keep me very busy. During the week, you probably find me at some photo shoot or filming a show with them somewhere. But by the end of the week, I am baking dog cakes or treats for doggy parties at my kitchen or making dog clothes for an event. Of course, we get invited to lots of fiestas and we try our best to attend all social pet-friendly events or fashion shows, dog shows, charity events, anything where we can socialize, show off my crafted creations and meet others that have the same passion for dog love. The name of my dogs, it reflects the passion that I have for cooking and baking. I have vanilla, cinnamon, tequila, and Tabasco. I call them the spices of my life. Mi Sazón. We also run our own Chihuahua group in New York City with more than 800 members. And through it, we do lots of rescues. That was Tabasco, by the way. He's agreeing with me. I have a 24/7 in my life with my dogs. And I truly can say I live La Vida Doggies. It's a dog's life. Right, Tabasco? Right? Oh, now you don't bark? No, I am so happy and excited to join the family of Pet Life Radio. An honor to stand with friends and fellow hosts like Diane West from Pets in the City, Arden Moore, Obehave, Lori Williams from Dog Sports and Performance Network. Oh, I hear that Tabasco is excited. You want to say something, Tabasco? Yeah? No? I cannot ask him. If I ask him, he doesn't bark. But you see, now he's growling. I'm going to ask you to please be patient with me because this is my first time, but I'm going to try to do my best. Va a ser un buen trabajo entertaining you and sharing my knowledge with ustedes, mi familia. This radio show is about helping you create simple do-it-yourself projects. Can be crafts, how to plan a party, or simply cooking for your dogs. We also have a blog that complements the show. There, we want you to participate by posting pictures or ideas of your own. I also have an email where you can communicate directly with me, and I'll be happy to hear about your suggestions or answer the questions that you might have. As the show progresses, I will choose favorites from the postings, and I'll have those people interview to learn about their creations, how it was made, the materials that were used, steps to make them, the whole process. I want you to stay tuned and keep listening to the show because I'm also going around looking for special deals that we can pass to our listeners and hopefully even have prices that we can give at our blog site. Before I continue, how about si escuchamos from our sponsors?
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm always organizing a doggy fiesta. Have created fashion shows, puppy showers, or mis favoritos, puppy birthdays. This is an area where you can be extremely creative just by choosing a theme. They can be holiday themes like this month's Cinco de Mayo or Mother's Day that can be redirected as Pet Mother's Day. When you choose a theme, you can have an idea on the colors for the decorations. For example, if you're having a Cinco de Mayo fiesta, use colors that reflect Mexico, lots of reds and greens. If it is for Pet Mother's Day, you can use flowers or very spring type of decorations and colors. And you use that for all the paper products like the napkins, the plates where you're going to serve the doggy cake, table covers, cups. You also want to bake treats to match the themes. Again, por ejemplo, cactus or sombreros for Cinco de Mayo. How about flowers and pastel colors for Pet Mother's Day? I enjoy getting the latest designs on cookie cutters to use for my treats. If you go to my website, www.adanieves.com, you can see for yourself. Just go to the treats page to get an idea. Once you have la ocasión and have chosen a theme, the next step is to figure out la cantidad of guests to select donde, where you want to have your party. I had the opportunity to talk with three ladies whom each organized a fiesta. They had different themes at different locations. One was an Easter gala at a private facility. The second one, a fundraiser at the public dog run. And the third one, a bar mitzvah at home. Each lady shared about their choices and provided good tips to think about when planning an event. Like I mentioned, the first party was at a private facility, and it was an Easter gala for the Lower Manhattan Small Dog Meetup Group. I hope I'm saying the name right. There were around 30 dogs and owners. The decorations were in pastel colors and Easter bunnies. Elaine Lewis is the organizer, and this is what she told us.
Elaine, the table is fantastic. You have a magnificent buffet in there. And it, obviously you have taken a lot of time, you know, preparing and organizing for this. Thank you for inviting us. Why did you choose the location that we are today?
I chose this location because I think it's very safe. They have four sets of double doors, so it's almost impossible for a dog to run out onto the street. And it's also accessible to every single subway line in the city, and there's parking for people who drive.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a good choice for today because it's raining. I don't think the dog will be comfortable outside.
No.
And how did you choose the food that you have in there? Why?
I chose food that wouldn't be harmful to dogs if it would accidentally fall on the floor. I got chicken breast that doesn't have any bones, nothing chocolate.
Yeah, that's important. That's a good tip to the listeners. For how long have you been doing this?
I started my meetup in August of 2008.
Okay, so that's...
Not even a year.
Not even a year yet. And how many members you have?
210.
210. But when you first got it was a smaller group, right?
When I first got it, it was about 50. I took it over from a different organizer who had stepped down.
Uh-huh. Well, and you have taken it and have it develop into this amazing group where everybody wants to join and wants to come. I mean, everyone that I know that is in the dog world, they know about your meetup, and they all want to come to your events because they think it's the most fun. You get a theme. I mean, what steps do you make, do you take when you're making the party?
Well, I try to choose a theme based on the holiday or the time of the year. I plan prizes. I give raffle drawings at every single meetup.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a holiday, then we will have a dress-up contest, and I prepare first, second, and third.
Yeah, like the one that we had today, where it was an Easter gala, right? The Easter gala.
Right.
I'm sorry, it was an Easter gala, and I had the pleasure to be one of the judges, and it was a hard job to do because all the dogs look so adorable in their Easter outfits. But I'll blame the other two. You started this group?
I started this group because I have an 18-month-old dog, Mandy. And when I got her, she was 5 months old, and she needed to be socialized. And at the time, all the other dog groups were just closing down. And so I said, well, if we need a meetup, I'm going to have to do it.
But I think you have done a great job with Mandy.
Thank you.
Yeah, esa niña is so social. I mean, she goes along with everyone, big, little. She doesn't discriminate. She gets along with everybody. And she's so pretty.
Thank you.
You know that, I mean, I'm very biased with the cream chihuahuas. Do you talk Spanish to Mandy?
Sometimes.
Do you think ella te entiende?
Yeah, she understands bonita.
Okay.
If people would like to join the group, we're under meetup.com, Lower Manhattan Small Dog Group, and all the dogs have to be 12 pounds or under.
Okay, great. So, and then we're also going to post that on the blog along with the pictures that we have from the party so everyone can enjoy.
Thank you,
Elaine. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You know I love you. I'm also a big fan of your group.
Thank you.
I'll see you next month.
We heard why Elaine's main choice for a private facility is safety, la seguridad. She likes the set of double doors to assure dogs can't go away from the designated areas. This location is located at 41 West 13th Street. The name is Biscuits and Bath, and it's one of 5 different locations they have around the city. The local manager is John Sisto, and I found him taking pictures at the Easter Gala. He was also cleaning up after the dogs and their owners and making sure that any need Elaine had was attended, either by him or his staff, who was very helpful. John also explained the commitment the company feels have for the city's dog community and how they offer free play dates to kind of pay back for the support they receive. He also mentions that for the month of May, they'll offer to our listeners 1 month of unlimited doggy daycare for only $99. That's 30 days for whenever you need care for your dog. They have also given us nuestro primer premio, our first prize, a certificate for 1 year Doggy Gym membership with 1 month of free daycare. So go ahead and email me at ada@petliferadio.com. Send me pictures of fiestas you have organized. I'll choose the most creative, and besides awarding Biscuits and Bath certificate, I will also have you interview. Right after the Easter Gala, we were invited to a fundraiser at 63rd Street Dog Runs. I thought was the perfect opportunity to learn how an event is organized at a public area. When we got there, and I'm saying we because I brought Tabasco with me, they had the tables in a nice shade area and were selling treats and cookies to get the funds. We were greeted by everyone. The atmosphere was very enthusiastic. I have to say, it was a beautiful sunny day. Tabasco was happy being out with Mommy, and I even indulged myself in a chocolate chip cookie. Then, I just waited for the right moment to talk to one of their organizers. Let's listen.
Okay, can you tell us your name?
Lori.
Lori, and what is your part here at the dog run? Are you a member? Or are you part of the board?
Well, I set up the message board and the news group for everybody.
It's online.
Online. It's a Yahoo group, E63.
Yahoo group, E63.
It's called E63. If you go to Yahoo groups and type in E63, you should find us.
Okay, great. And now, you're having a fundraiser today. And that is with what purpose?
It is to raise money for the dog run to buy much needed gear like pools, umbrellas, we have absolutely no shade there, hoses, shovels, just basic tools we need to maintain the run, none of which the Parks Department is paying for.
Okay, that's great. So this to improve the quality of the park,
absolutely,
so the pushers can enjoy it and,
yes,
and be better for them.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking to our listeners on choices that they have to organize a birthday party for their dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a dog run is very accessible and it's a public area where they can go ahead and do that. Now, as a member of this dog run, what steps would you suggest to our listeners to take before doing a party or a fiesta
run? Let me just stop you right there, because one of the major things that they need to know is you cannot bring food into a dog run.
Okay, so that's a point that they have to take in consideration. That if they do in a public area, they should not bring food.
Well, you cannot bring food into the dog run itself.
Okay.
No food whatsoever.
Okay, that's a good to know. And then what else?
Other than that, I mean, you know, we organize get-togethers there all the time, so people are free to meet up there whenever they like and to have a party.
But what would you say that before they do, they decided to do any type of event at the dog run, they should contact the manager of the place?
Well,
or?
I need today to hold this fundraiser. We needed to file for a permit with the Parks Department,
mm-hmm,
and get approval to be able to take a public space. You need all types of permits to sell merchandise, although we're not selling, we're just accepting donations. But you have to have everything cleared with parks.
So you might say that it's not as easy as it seems, probably.
If you want to have it only inside the run, you don't need to do anything. If you want to use any of the space adjacent outside the run, you need to.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Lori, for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Those are great tips.
Thank you, Ada.
Lori gave us good points si consideramos having a party in the dog run. Probably the most important, el más importante, no food. Of course, to avoid a dog fight. One idea, if you still want the dogs to enjoy those special treats that you baked or hand out gifts, is to prepare goodie bags to take home para la casa. And guess what? Home is another location of choice to have a party.
Right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We met Maristella, Sean Don's mommy. Sean Don is a 13-year-old Pomeranian, and Maristella celebrated La Fiesta at home. She told us about her party arrangements and why she felt home was a better choice than the other options available. Listen to her. We are here now with
Maristella.
Maristella, it's a pleasure to meet you. And your little dog is
Shandong.
Shandong, and he's a beautiful Pomeranian that just celebrated his 13-year birthday.
Yes.
Okay, and you said that you celebrated the party at your home.
Yes. Okay, so at my apartment.
I'm sorry?
At my apartment. I have a nice patio and a nice space to celebrate his birthday. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Because we're talking to our listeners about the different locations or the options where they can have a party celebration for their dogs. Now, what were the steps that you took to prepare for that?
Well, first of all, I wasn't sure if I was going to do it or not because the summer was very hot. And then I say I can do it in the evening, because everybody work during the day and they can come after 6 o'clock.
Okay, another good point. You have to make you ask your guests the time that we're going to be available to come.
Yes. And then after I invite everybody, I bought an invitation actually and I send it to them. And I wrote the party where it's going to go, where it was going to take a place, and for they do the RSVP. And then after I have an idea how many people will come, I say I need a cake, and then I need also goodie bags for the doggies. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do like you do with children. I'm just going to make a happy place with balloons and stuff everywhere, and make sure that the balloons will not make noises or blow out for the dogs don't get
scared. Yes, because we know that the doggies get scared if the balloon
pops. I make a special table for the doggies with all the birdie goodies and also a tray of cookies for them to eat on the party. And then I have a doggy beer because it was his 13th birthday. So it was a bark mitzvah party for the 13-year-old boy.
Me encanta.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Me encanta.
So it was very cute, and they all enjoy, drink a beer, eat cookies, and
they have cake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then also I have to prepare the party for the adults, because the adults also you need to serve them.
Yeah. Once
so I have a small pastries and snacks, and then a nice champagne, to celebrate. But then the dogs will not drink the champagne.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's very important to know. I mean, you have to prepare all the amenities for the dogs, but the dogs don't come by themselves. They have the owners that are coming, so you always have to try to have some light refreshments ready for them. Now you have the party at your home. You said that you have a big space and a terrace where all the doggies had a chance to just rumble and play around.
So you need to plan, like, the dogs are gonna get excited, so you need the water around and you need toys for them to play and things like that.
Okay.
Because he's a medium to a small dog, I try to invite dogs in the same size also.
Okay.
Just for them be like, to be safe and a safe side.
Yeah, because the bigger dogs, even that they're well behaved, they probably don't know how to play with the little dogs. Now, you have the different options, when you're doing the doggy party. You can either do it at the dog run, you can do it at a private location, you can do it at home. What made you choose home from all these other locations?
Well, because I know his age, he'll feel comfortable and he'll know was something for him, made it for him, and dogs will come to his house to celebrate his birthday.
Okay.
And because his age and everything, I thought will be, I have the space, why not?
So you say, so basically, the dog is comfortable, is home, is his territory, and then he's an older dog.
Yes.
He wouldn't be as stressed as being out.
Outside.
Mm-hmm. But probably it was a lot easier for you also to prepare, because you didn't have to be running around
and
with a lot of bags.
He understands also when he got all the gifts, and I put him in the bag to take pictures, and he have all his toys there. He was playing with his toys, so he really feel that was his thing, was his party,
a special day for him. Well, thank you so much for sharing
you.
That it seemed that it was a lot of fun. I'm so glad
we have 10 dogs over. So
you had 10 doggies over. Look at that. Well,
thank
happy
you.
Birthday to Shandong.
Okay.
Well, it's very nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners. Maristella's priority was to make sure that Shandong will feel comfortable in his surroundings when celebrating his special day. Happy 13th birthday again to Shandong. We all have learned on three different options and how each, being so different, were very successful. Todo un éxito. I hope this show is helpful para ustedes when you start planning your own fiesta. Gracias por escucharnos. Thank you for listening. Remember to start sending photos to ada@petliferadio.com. And when you email, please include your name and phone number for a chance to be interviewed in the show. As soon as we have our blog page set, all these pictures will be shared with our listeners so we can learn from each other and keep living La Vida Doggy. Until our next episode, besos y abrazos, Ada and the Chihuahua team.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.